And so, you may well find yourself one day with some liability for your what would then be ascertained, if this is my hypothetical, as unjustifiable misrepresentation to the readership and audience that you reach through your articles. And there's liability with that, and legal consequences, legal sanctions, etc. So the sooner you can begin to be a proper journalist, and again, that's an opinion, you might be a proper journalist. And if I'm, say, call me a pseudo-journalist, I might be an improper pseudo-journalist. I might be the one who's failing the standards and not understanding the principles, or certainly not practicing them. It might be me. But you might be facing legal sanctions, and the sooner you can get some balance into your articles, or refuse the space the paper gives you, and it might end up meaning that you can no longer work for Seven West Media. I could think of a lot worse that could befall a person than not having a job with Seven West Media. There, again, Seven West Media, I might be completely mistaken, it's an opinion, but I think from judging by what I see on Channel 7 television, what I read in the West Australian and the Sunday Times, Western Australia, as far as the papers, and maybe Australia as far as the television, would be far better off without you. Sorry to say, it doesn't mean everything you do is no good. It doesn't mean that you don't do some good, and I think the backers of Telethon and all of that, and it's a children's charity, etc., etc. So I'm not saying you don't do any good, but wow. John Flint, a lot worse could befall you than if you no longer worked for Seven West Media because you took a stand and said, no, I'm not going to just continue to put one line only, one point of view only here, and that's the official government line, without being able to balance it with all that I'm learning and evidence from every second rooftop around the world shouting and screaming with the brightness of a supernova and sound of an atomic bomb going off, of deleterious adverse events, death, permanent disablement, etc., from these COVID-19 vaccines, so-called, all around the world, and it's in Australia. And have I ever heard you, John Flint, talk about the excess deaths since that coincided with the vaccine rollout, COVID-19 vaccine rollout in Australia? We're running at something roughly around 20% excess deaths. That needs an explanation. Maybe you have. I haven't seen everything you've written. Maybe you have gone into it in the West or whatever. I've missed it in the... I checked the Sunday Times quite thoroughly, so I don't think you've covered it there. But there's one area that needs an explanation. Is it all just suddenly climate change that's killing a lot more Australians than usual? Is it worry? Is it tying our shoelaces and we're dropping dead? Is it kids having strokes and heart attacks suddenly for some reason that we've never had before other than COVID-19 injections? So, wouldn't it be good if you would actually bring in balance, or refuse to take the space the paper offers you on these topics like COVID-19? You're spreading dangerous information as far as I'm concerned. And again, that's my opinion. Am I classifying you as guilty of, say, misprision? And misprision, I mean the meaning like a deliberate concealment of information, deliberate concealment of highly valuable or important or accurate information. I don't know. I don't know if you're guilty of misprision. I do know that the likelihood is very high among government ministers and health officials around Australia that that's the case, very the higher likelihood that they are deliberately concealing information. They're captured, they could be captured, they could be getting kickbacks of various sorts in various ways. But you, John Flint, I'd be a bit horrified to think it could be so, but I do wonder with the amount of dangerous information, biased information, partial information on one tune off the same chorus, chorus, whatever that Big Pharma sings from, and big Australian government sings from, and the Australian medical system sings from, and APRA sings from, and TGA sings from, and ATAGI, they're the Australian institutions, and then CDC in the USA, and Fauci's allergies and infectious group, or whatever that was, and what else is there over there, the FDA, etc. It's all the same songbook. So, little wonder I'm concerned. Well, look, thank you. If you've got this far, thank you. This could be a long part four. It might have to be a part 4A, 4B. I don't know until I get it on the computer and see how long it is. But I do appreciate those who have watched part 1, 2 and 3, and it's every one of them was part 1 sort of well over 200, approaching 300 views. The other two are well over 100. Thank you very much. And I know a good number of you will be empathising with me. When are we going to get impartial, fearless, principled journalism from our journalists? They live among us. They should be serving the public while uplifting their profession and themselves. Thank you. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.